Hi, this phone call is for Dr. Randy Carlson. I really would like to speak with you concerning my divorce and how I go about forgiving. And my name is Billy Joe. Thank you.
Billy Joe, thank you for calling, sharing that on our comment line. We're going to do our best today to help you. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. In the next 30 minutes, we're going to turn good intentions and try to replace them with finding God's intentions for your life, especially in this area. Because we know today, if you have experienced the pain of divorce, it's touched your life in any way, we're here to help you find God's intention for your life, starting right now. This is a hope-filled, help-filled 30 minutes. Billy Joe called, like many do, just share a hurt in their life and ask for help. And that's why we're here. So we're going to do our best to help you today. Let's go to Tracy first in Michigan. Tracy, welcome to the program. Tell us your story.
I never truly recovered from my divorce. I live with that every day. I feel like I let the world get in, or we let the world get in our way, and that we did not give it enough work, and we gave up way too early. We were really young, and I wish I would have held on to that. My beliefs and my vows that I made before God that I didn't hold on to. I just would encourage anyone out there is don't give up early. Give it a try, because at one time, this person was a desire of your heart and God's goal for you, and giving up on that, it's just too much to give up on.
Did you ever get into a process of trying to reconcile with your ex-husband in the early years?
We did. He was in the military, and it was very difficult because he was serving his country, going back and forth. We had two families pulling us apart, I think, trying to do what was best for us individually, but they didn't comprehend that doing the best for us as a married couple would have been making us stronger than pulling us apart from each other and saying bad things about him to me and bad things about me to him.
Do you still beat yourself up, though, Tracy? You sound like maybe a little hard on yourself.
You know, I've never gotten over it. I've never tried another relationship. To me, that was a vow I made. So, yeah, it's very difficult. I have a child that we adopted together who was never raised in the family that I intended her to be raised in. So I'm not just beating myself up over the divorce. I'm beating myself up over not being able to give the daughter that I adopted the family that I intended her to have.
Well, we hear your heart, Tracy. Thank you for sharing with us. And, you know, let me just add two things. One is maybe you have an experience that would be very hope-filled and intentional for someone else who's listening today. We'd love to have you weigh in on behalf of Tracy and others at 888-888-1717. And the other thing, Tracy, I would add is that the research is very clear that when marriages hit the rock bottom and it's really tough and you're ready to throw in the towel and maybe even have every reason to do so, and there's sometimes it has to happen, I understand that. But for couples who genuinely say, I'm going to trust God, and they push through, those that really hang in there and are committed together to working on the marriage will report back 2 to 3 to 4 years later that their marriage is stronger than it's ever been, better than it's ever been, and that they realize that was a huge dip in their marriage, but they chose to stay intentional. It's very powerful. Okay, from the comment line, we have an anonymous caller from Minnesota who wants to respond to Tracy's call.
Hi, I just listened to the program, and I heard Tracy, and I was married 24 and a half years, and with my wife 27 years, and we've been divorced going on 2.5 years now, and I just can't take it. I keep fighting, and other things have come up, and stuff that are legal that I have to deal with, and stuff that's not true, and I have to fight for all that. But I love her more than anything, and it'll never change. And I cry at work every day, and nothing has changed in over 2.5 years. And all I do is pray that God would change her mind and we could restore our marriage. And he's abandoned me, and I don't know if he loves me anymore. A lot of the divorce was my fault, and I admit it. I made mistakes, and this punishment is just too hard to live with. I'm so sorry, and I wish I could change it. And I would do everything to show her and give her a great life and our kids, but it's too late.
Mm. Hey, listen, brother, don't give up. This is times when our emotions can fool us and trick us. And this is a time where we have to depend upon God. There's a reminder in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, where we're commanded to cast our care upon Him, for He cares for us. And I would just encourage you, brother, to take the cares that you have, the worries, the regrets, all the junk associated with what you went through and been through and going through, and give it to God. Maybe you want to encourage Him as well. That's why Intentional Living's here. We're a community of people who are all facing different things. And I've learned over many, many years that we're either in a crisis, going into a crisis, coming out of a crisis. And that's why we are so strong with the message of intentional living, because if you're intentional when you're going into a crisis, it's going to be a lot easier to face it. It's kind of like having a strong body when you go into surgery. You're going to recover better when you're strong going into surgery if your body's strong going in. And so it is with life. Life is going to throw you lots of stuff, lots of junk. But as we live intentionally, it makes a big difference. You're welcome to join us if you want to weigh in and share your story that encourage others on the topic of divorce today. Or a question, 888-888-1717. Let's go to Michigan. Brenda from Michigan wants to share her experience and some encouragement as well. Brenda, welcome to the program. Tell us your story.
Well, I was previously married. I'm on my second marriage. My first marriage ended in divorce after 5 years. And what I learned from that experience was that you have to let go of the guilt you feel from being a divorced person. As a Christian, we don't expect to become divorced. And no matter the reason why it happened, if you hold on to the guilt of being divorced, it affects your future relationships, which was what happened in my case. I had gotten remarried, but the guilt that I still carried from being divorced was a hindrance in my new relationship and in my marriage. And what I had to do is learn that even though God had forgiven me, I had to forgive myself. And sometimes I think that's harder for people to do. We can understand God forgiving us, but sometimes we don't forgive ourselves, and we live with that for longer than we need to.
Thank you, Brenda. Listen, you know what? We celebrate with you that you made a decision intentionally to really focus on one thing, and that was to forgive yourself, because that's a hard thing for us to do. Those of us who struggle with any imperfections in our life, in other words, we can't get beyond the fact that we're all broken vessels and we all need the care and love of God, and all of us have cracks in our life, and we get to the point of really, truly forgiving not only others, but forgiving ourselves. It's easier to forgive others than I think ourselves. And so, you know, we celebrate with you, which is part of intentional living. When you get to the point of celebrating, you could hear the air, even in your voice, Brenda, that pressure getting off of your back. It's powerful. All right, Lou from Arizona wants to share her story and some encouragement as well. Lou, welcome to the program. Go right ahead.
I've been listening to some of the people, and it's heartbreaking. And my story, I guess, is some of the good that can come out of it. When the process started happening, I immersed myself in the Word of God, and I had several close friends and my kids praying for me. And every place I looked, I could see God speaking to me. No matter where I read in the Bible, the Psalms was particularly important. But I just depended on Him completely. I did get active in a biblical Christian support group, and God just did everything. He got me through it. It was a true miracle as far as I'm concerned. I literally stuck to God and His Word like glue.
And it says here, Lou, you were married 43 years.
Yes.
Separated 7, so obviously very difficult process. How long has it been now since you've been divorced?
Well, we still have a legal separation, but it will be 7 years this fall.
Is there a chance that this marriage is going to come back together?
I don't think so, but I pray every day for him. It will truly take a miracle from God for his heart to change, but we know God's a God of miracles, so I don't know.
yes, we do. Lou, we do believe that, like you, that God is a God of miracles. And what I love out of your story is that even though there's been so much pain, 43 years of marriage, you think, wow, You know, well, we know the research is typically in the first 7 years, it's very stressful. But 43 years, this builds and then there's a divorce. But you've chosen, even at this stage in your life, you know, to develop some new habits. And we talk about intentional living in terms of developing habits, habits that sustain us when things are tough. In your case, reading the Bible, maybe finding a support group. There's some habits that you can develop if you're going through this in your life that can help you with your thinking, your emotions, and in the areas of caring for yourself through this process. We're talking divorce. The lines are jammed. You're welcome to join us. Maybe you want to talk to back to those you've heard. Maybe you have a story of what God's done in your life. We're intentional living. We're not about perfection. We're about doing the next right one thing. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. In a moment, we're going to hear one who says, hey, I've made a declaration of intention in my life to live differently. We'll hear that in a minute. Don't go away.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I had called a couple years ago just out of absolute desperation. I had just found out that my husband had had an affair, and I was pretty broken. And everybody in the world, except for possibly my mom, my dad, and my pastor, were telling me that I just needed to leave him and have a divorce and get on with my life. And I called you because I knew that I still loved him, and I didn't know what else to do.
When hearts start to break and emotions run wild, when it's all you can do, just a pain on a smile.
And when I called you, you were so encouraging because you prayed with me and you told me, you know, to just basically draw close to God and commit to work on it with my husband as long as he was willing to work on it, and God would pull us through.
Just when it seems that the race will not end, you will come to a place where the healing begins.
Now, 2 years later, and I'm very secure in our marriage right now, because I know that, you know, we both went through what we went through for a reason, and now I think we both see what we have to lose, and we cherish each other a lot more.
There is hope for the hopeless. There is no need to fear. When all seems lost, Jesus is here.
We've all had those situations in life where we can either run to God or away from Him. In these defining moments, asking the right questions and prayerfully making decisions can change our lives and the lives of people around us. In Dr. Randy's message, Defining Moments, you'll hear how Nehemiah and Jonah responded to God in dramatically different ways. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets this message, along with unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Feel deeply about why and what you do. Nehemiah had to feel before he could do. And I think many times it's hard for us to be successful at things in life because it's only something on our checklist, to-do list to get done. And when we allow ourselves to feel it deeply, it can be transformational. If we're going through it with our teenagers or our young adults, the tendency sometimes is just to want to fix their problem. But if we can feel deeply about what they're going through, if we can feel deeply our response to what they're going through, it's going to prepare us in a better way to deal with that situation.
You know, that's an excerpt from the featured lesson from Intentional Living for this month on defining moments. And in our lives, we have those defining moments, a health issue, a divorce issue, a problem, maybe or a challenge with a teenager, a financial reversal, or some unexpected thing that happens in our life. I call them those oh no moments in life. And when these moments come, sometimes they become the defining moments of our lives. Decisions are made. And this month, teach a lesson on how to approach the defining moments in your life. And I did so by comparing and contrasting two powerful characters from the Old Testament, both of which had a defining moment. Jonah, when he was commanded by God to go to Nineveh, that was a defining moment. And Nehemiah, we see the story where he asked one question, and it became a defining moment for him in rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. And yet each of these men took two different approaches following that defining moment in their life. And as a result, they had different outcomes. And so the lesson this month is intended to encourage you and your family and those that you love. I hope you'll enjoy it. Listen to it. It's up on our exclusive site for our members. And if you're a member, you have access to it already. If for some reason you've misplaced that code, let us know and we'll get it to you. If you join us today in ongoing support for the ministry, your monthly support makes a difference. We'll make sure you get added as well. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or give us a call during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717 and press number 2. And I just want to say on behalf of our entire team, we need your help. And thank you for standing with us here at Intentional Living.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
All right, Janice is on the line in Missouri. Welcome to the program, Janice.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Appreciate it. It says here you have a story of encouragement. What is it? Share it with us.
Well, I was married for 9 years, and my husband, I came home from work one night, and my husband was gone, and was gone for 7 years, ended up divorcing me, and he was sort of in a midlife crisis situation. And during that 7 years, I just really focused on what God wanted to do in my life and the changes that I needed to make. And after about 7 years of being apart, God helped us, and we remarried, and we've been remarried now for about 22, 23 years.
Wow.
And our life is where we, every Wednesday night, we have a couples group accountability where we're trying to help people recognize the lies that they believe about themselves, about each other, about their marriage, and walk them through that. And we are very happy and serving the Lord together, and it's just a real success story. So I wanted to be an encouragement to those who are out there who are struggling, feeling like their marriage shouldn't be over, that God is calling them to be faithful to their vows. And like you said, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but for us, it did. And I just wanted to call and be a voice of hope in the hearts of those people today that are so desperate and so hopeless and feel that way anyway. And so that's why I called. I've never called a radio station in my life, so this is the first.
Well, you've done well. And Janice, you've encouraged people. You've encouraged me 7 years, and you got a good marriage, sounds like. People are listening and think, well, at some point you had to make some, we talk about declaration of intention. You had to declare your intention to say, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to just work on my life and not get involved with others. At some point you had to make a declaration of intention in your life, didn't you?
Yes. And it was an everyday, declaration of intention. It was every day waking up and saying, today, Lord, I'm going to serve you wholeheartedly to the best of my ability, and I'll be willing to listen to what you want me to do today and how you want me to change. And, you know, it was in that 7 years that I learned some deep godly principles about unconditional love, about loving people that don't love me in return, about forgiving people who have deeply wounded me, about you know, being tenacious and being patient and being long-suffering and having gentleness and kindness and all those things that I learned in that seven. I guess I'm kind of hard-headed. It took God 7 years to teach me those things. But I those have been foundational principles and things of my life that don't, they transcend marriage. And they're in every relationship in my life now. And so I can speak with moral authority to those things because God taught me those things out of deep pain and out of deep despair, and many times out of lack of faith. You know, I mean, I would pray, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. So anyway, that's my story.
It is, and it's powerful. And listen, anytime you want to be on the radio again, you call me back. You did beautifully articulating your story and I think encouraging others. Thank you for your call, Janice.
You're very welcome. I'll be in prayer for these folks today, too.
That's good. You know, listen, you may feel like you're in the absolute pit of despair today. Janice is a reminder that his mercies are new every morning, and tomorrow will be different today. And my encouragement to every person in the pits, when you're going through it, keep a clear head, a clear heart, stay focused, and don't do dumb things. It's easy to do dumb things that you know are dumb, even at the point you're doing them. That will make it more difficult down in the future. And so this is where we got to really throttle and keep a governor on our emotions, because they will try to dictate everything. All right, David's on the line. Welcome to the program, David.
Hi.
Appreciate it. What's your comment today?
I have a little bit of encouragement. I have friends that tell me I'm living in the absolute worst situation a man could be in, but it's also been one where I've seen God do some amazing things. My wife has been in a wheelchair 42 years. Mm. She's had severe traumatic brain injuries, multiple accidents that have caused a lot of damaged memory, and she's bipolar. And I'm sure you understand all of the ramifications of bipolar.
Difficult.
But I had something told to me a long time ago, way back when James Dobson first moved to Colorado Springs. He said, you force somebody in the marriage to do something you want, it's like gripping a bar of soap. They're going to just squirt right out of your hand, and they're gone. So what you want to do is work on yourself. And there's been many times when I have not been able to, quote, make my wife do anything that was right. She invariably seemed to do the opposite of what we needed to have done. But when I went to prayer and I let God touch her heart and bring her mind back to normal and restore her memory, which I've watched happen multiple times, God could do sometimes in a matter of days what I never would have been able to accomplish in a lifetime. I want to emphasize more than anything else, her marriage is a miracle. The fact that she's even alive after four car accidents in 6 years, getting hit by drunk drivers and various things that weren't her fault, she's a miracle that she's alive. And I cannot emphasize this enough. I'm a spouse caregiver.
Yes.
And you have no idea what that's like until you've been there. I thought I did until I became one myself. But there is an incredible amount of power released in having people in your church, your family of faith, that are not just there with encouraging words, they're there with prayer. We've gone through cancer with her. We've gone through injuries and infections that ordinarily they would have taken her life. And sometimes surgeons declared the only reason why she was alive is God kept her alive. Mm. I can say this without any reservation. If I keep the Lord Jesus Christ first, I find that I can love her no matter what she's done and how hurtful her comments are. If I get my eyes off of him and I get them on her or on how I feel because of these outbursts from the mania and the bipolar episodes and all the reactions to pain and medications and everything else, our marriage immediately goes on the rocks.
Mm.
The only way any of the listeners, the only way that I myself can hold a marriage together is by keeping our eyes on Christ. One of the things that God showed me and said, he said, this is all you need to know, son. Love your wife as Christ loved the church.
Brother, you put the cap on it, and that's a that's a mystical thing, what he just talked about, because contrary to the definition of love today, and we see the cheapness in some ways that love is demonstrated. When things get tough or difficult, I'm gone and whatever. And David, you've gone the extra mile, and some would say you're a saint. I know you probably wouldn't classify, but you are. And you have also had to define what marriage is. Marriage changes how we relate to each other over time, over health, over lots of circumstances. It's not a locked-in honeymoon experience for an entire 50, 60 years. It changes. But love is that foundational thread that pulls through all of the experiences, all of those years, all the ups, all the downs. That's it.
Hi, my name is Cynthia, and I am living an intentional life. I just recently got divorced, and I decided that this time I will let God do what he needs to do. I will continue to pray. I pray every morning for an hour. I read my Bible for 30 minutes every day. I pray for my ex-husband, but I pray a lot, and I let God do what he needs to do. Thank you.
You know, every day, no matter where you are in your relationships, we got to start the day, that day, choosing to live an intentional life in Christ. You know, I've been around long enough and worked with enough couples to know that many marriages could be saved. Many, not all, but many could be saved if there was a humbleness or a willingness to turn to Christ in prayer and practice one of these principles from the 10-day study on forgiveness. It can be transformational. So I would encourage you today, if you're feeling discouraged or overwhelmed in an important relationship, maybe you've been through divorce, as we've talked about that today, and you feel like you're lost or you feel guilty or whatever, that you just really realize you can't change the past, but you can, with God's help, make a difference on how you choose to live today. If you'd like to know more about the ministry, maybe you're new to Intentional Living, want to hear some of the archive programs that we have available to you, go and check it out at our website at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. God loves you, and he loves you enough he forgives. Whatever it is in your life, get up today, trust him, and make it a new beginning. Gotta run. Dr. Randy here for Intentional Living.